and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 28th of March, 36 degrees on our way to 68 on this Thursday, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line from the City of Emporia Engineering Department. John Prale is our guest this morning. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on. So, you know, we're talking here about what's called the Safe Routes to School Plan. This is, we understand, funded by the Kansas Department of Transportation. But maybe you can back us up here before we start talking about the survey that's out, and maybe talk about some of the conversations that are leading the City of Emporia to move forward on this.
Well, you know, this is a process that we're doing jointly with the USD 253, and it started actually last fall. The city submitted an application for a Safe Routes to School grant, and then in it was early January this year, the city was notified that our application was selected for funding by the Kansas Department of Transportation, and it is a 100% cost-covered grant. We are using KDOT's consultant, Tool Design Group, which they will actually be completing all the statewide studies in 2024. And actually, Emporia is one of five in the state, so we actually feel pretty fortunate that we was able to get the funding this year.
Yeah. So how large was the grant, John?
You know, once again, the contract is between KDOT and the consultant,
okay.
So we don't necessarily know the exact dollar amount on there, but it is 100% cost covered by the state.
Yeah, the most important thing to know is it's all covered.
So. absolutely.
But we have to look at there. So let's kind of broad stroke this, if we could, John. Safe routes to school, exactly what is that? What are we doing here?
Well, it's, you know, we are one of the communities that has received this grant. We have the most, actually, schools being looked at that's in the state. We have eight schools. All six of our elementary schools will be evaluated, the middle school, and due to a change in the program, they're starting to allow high schools. So we'll be one of the first in the state to have our high school evaluated for Safe Routes to School. But basically, the plan is, it's kind of like the name suggests, you know, Safe Routes to School. They will be evaluating infrastructure on the individual school campuses, as well as the city sidewalks, crossings, signage in the surrounding neighborhoods. And then kind of also as a second part, like I said, our partnering agency, USD 253, Tool Design will be looking in the schools, talking with school staff, and kind of what currently occurs and what opportunities there are to assist with educating and encouraging students and parents, caregivers on having the students arrive and depart from the schools by some alternative transportation, which is walk, roll, bike to school.
So this is basically an all-encompassing look at the areas around school. Is there like a specific radius that these studies are going to take a look at? Is it kind of within a block of the school, within about a 3-block radius of the school, or is that kind of depending on the school itself?
It's kind of dependent on the school. The school district has supplied information as far as, you know, roughly the boundaries of each school, and the consultant will look and kind of evaluate which routes are being taken for students to walk or bike to school. So they'll be really looking at those and see how, you know, the condition of sidewalk or the accessibility along that route. So there's not a particular, you know, 1 or 2-block radius area, but it's kind of particular for each school.
John Prale joining us with the City Engineering Department talking about the Safe Routes to School process, which is underway now here for the city. The survey, the way it sounds, is underway now, and the way it sounds is you don't have a whole ton of time, if you haven't heard about this, to give your thoughts on it. What does the survey entail, and really how is this designed to move the process forward for you?
Well, this is right now we have it's all out on the web. We have an interactive map that people could get on, and you could select like intersections or streets in the vicinity of schools, and by selecting that certain area, you could input information or concerns, maybe suggestions that the consultant can look at and possibly apply to the plan. And there's also a survey out online. It's more geared towards parents of the students, but it kind of will let us know by the questions that you answer how your family currently travels to school or which way they go. Do you encourage your kids to walk to school? Information like that the consultant can definitely take a look at and apply to the study.
Can we find this on what, USD 253 website, city website? Where is this at, John?
I'm not for sure if it's on the school district, but I know for sure it's on the Emporia website, which is emporiaks.gov. You get on there, you get on the city's Facebook page. There's posts on there for it, and there's links to the survey and the interactive map.
So how long will the survey, how long is it expected to be up? When do you want this done by?
The deadline is April 7th on there. So, we got a little over a week to get her done.
Okay. Well, John, what else is going to, once this is done, what's kind of the timetable here for finishing up the survey here in about a week plus, and then maybe rolling this into the next steps in the plan?
You know, like I said, the survey ends here April 7th. The week of April 8th, you'll start seeing the consultant will actually be in our community doing site visits. So the week of April 8th, you might see some individuals around some of our schools with, they'll have the safety vests on and holding clipboards and measuring wheels, but they'll be collecting data in the field that week, and that's kind of one of their last steps. Then they will obviously go back, they'll start drafting the final plan and study, which we're hoping by roughly about the end of the school year, we'll have the first draft on. And then end of June, we're hoping for the final plan to be completed.
Sounds good. John, anything else that you want us to know here about the Safe Routes to School, whether it's the survey or the rest of the project leading up into construction?
Oh, you know, this is an exciting project for us on here. I mean, obviously we're hoping that we can, you know, improve the safety for kids to be, you know, walking to school. And it's also to help with kind of improve the comfort level for parents to kind of encourage them to get their kids to walk to school, to ride a bike to school. Has, you know, obviously, you know, increase the physical activity of kids, and hopefully build some traits for a healthier lifestyle, too.
Good information. We, of course, encourage parents to participate and get the surveys filled out. April 7th will be the deadline. John, good information here this morning. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. That's John Prale of the City of Emporia Engineering Department talking about a Safe Routes to School survey. and a grant that has been awarded to the city covering 100% of the procedures here, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we're filling Tuesdays and Wednesdays of next week, and then scatter dates are already claimed all the way out into the middle of April now. So call us at 620-342-1400. Email us, kvwe@kvwe.com. If you want to be on the schedule, we'll have D. Schwinn, and Greg Garber joining us here for tomorrow's Newsmaker, which means one thing, a Friends of the Library spring book sale is coming soon.
It is almost in full bloom coming up here. Next week's Friends of the Libraries will be hard at it once again. Our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 730, 36 degrees. Weather next.
If you are trying to picture the ideal retirement lifestyle, then picture this: a space that's all yours but with no maintenance responsibility.